Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh man. Welcome to See You Next Tuesday. Some vibrato for your Tuesday.
Wow, Megan. Have you been watching Glee?
Literally never. Not fucking ever. You know what my TikTok wants me to watch though? That algorithm. Good God. They catch you in those fucking stupid goddamn medical shows. Chicago Med is literally my entire For You page because I watched one clip going, what the fuck is that? Like, it was.
Was it the one with the racist shit. Lady?
Which one?
Unless for I Chicago Med.
Any clips. Like, there's the actor is racist or it's a racist scene?
The character is racist. They're like, I don't want to be treated by the woman. It's an old lady. And in so many words, she says that she doesn't want to be treated by a black lady, by a black doctor, and then was like, I want to be treated by the Chinese doctor. And and then later in the scene, whatever it is that she has, it's something that's not really found in white people. So they had to run the test again. And then black doctor comes in and it's like, and they read the results and she's like, okay, my sister, and then pounds her, and the lady's all, like, and I the would white lady is like, yes, that that's clip, the only clip that I've seen.
Melissa, I wish that was the clip that got me into it, because I would be like, I think I would be seeing much better clips of this show, because I think the one that I saw was like some like pregnant mom who was like, don't give the baby any like no ultrasounds, like I'm doing a free birth kind of thing, like no, like no medical intervention. And they were like, something's wrong, like, you know, you're gonna have to deliver this baby and you're only 6 months pregnant. And she's like, but I'm only 3 months pregnant. And like, I'm telling, like, I'm like looking at this woman, I'm like, okay, how many kids have you had? Because if you've had like a lot and like, you know, you pop quicker, but if this is your first child, I've never even had a kid, but like, you cannot tell me you think that, no, you're clearly not 3 months along, like very clearly.
Was she hiding who the father was?
No, he was there. They cast these, like, I don't know why they keep, and I know that being an anti-vaxxer doesn't have a specific look, but they do cast the look for the women spot on. The men, I'm just like, who are these men? Like, they're just these just random looking guys. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just so odd. So I saw that. And then there was ones of, I don't know. But Melissa, I realized that I had gotten too deep in it, because guess what started popping up?
What?
Grey's Anatomy clips. And I was like, fucking no.
I don't,
like,
even get Grey's Anatomy clips.
No, I'm like, I've been watching too many of these stupid Chicago, because they get you in where it's like, oh, like, this is like, I'm not feeling well.
It's your
well.
Fault. You are interacting. You're watching the whole clip and then liking it.
Because they're these crazy shit. I don't like any of them. I don't like any of them. But what happens?
You're watching them though.
This one woman, which I was like, of course I'm going to keep watching, where they were like, okay, I think she's drunk. Like, she's definitely like an alcoholic, and like, she's just in deep denial, and so is her husband. No, turns out her body is like this overgrowth of like yeast something. And so then, like, anytime she eats anything that has carbs in it, it makes her drunk. And I'm like,
that's a storyline on General Hospital, but it was like night shift. General Hospital, night shift.
General Hospital, after dark.
It was.
They need to collaborate with Bill DeBear.
I liked it because it revolved around my favorite character. So it was a treat for me. But yeah, what else is flooding your timelines, or are you watching?
The rest of what's flooding my timelines has been... what was it, the other one that was? Oh, I was going to tell you it. It was, Vanderpump Rules shit.
Did you watch the finale?
Yes, I did. And so Mats came home and like, he was like, I forget what he was like out with. I think he was out with like one of his friends. Like they were like, he was that the night. Maybe it was, it wasn't. But, The Nuggets were playing the Lakers, and one of his friends, like, knew he was obviously a Nuggets fan, Denver, got him tickets, so he got to go to the game. And I think it might have been that night. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. But he came home, and he was, like, in my head, I was like, he's going to be so shocked that I'm watching TV when he's not home. Because, like, I don't watch TV when he's not here. And he, like, walked through the door and literally was, like, just, like, tilting his neck going, what are you doing? And I was like, watching Vanderpump Rules. Like, I know, like, I didn't, like, I just watched it. And then I was telling him about it, and he goes, like, put it back on. So I literally watched the episode twice back to back because he was invested. And then I'll like see the clips and I'm like, oh, I'll save that for later. I'll watch it later. And he goes, no, play it. Like, I'm curious. Like, he's fucking intrigued. And so most of my For You page has been like partners, specifically like cishet men who are like, I don't know. There's something about this show that is like intriguing. So it's been mostly that. So to hold us off before we get the new episode of the reunion, we watched The Night Agent on Netflix, and I loved it. Very good.
My friend Ashley is a associate producer on it, I believe. She worked on Mr. Cool. Student Body President. I know you had contact with her, but you probably don't remember. But yeah.
Well, I looked it up because the main guy, I was like, do you look like every guy I went to high school with, or do I know you? And so I looked at his IMDb, and that was one of our shared connections. But I just, based on what the roles he's played and his age range, I was like, oh, I've definitely just like sat in casting offices for hours on end with you while we're both waiting to read for the same projects for different roles, I think. Or maybe I have met him before. I don't know. But it was good.
It's good. Yeah, it's getting a lot of rave reviews and stuff. Speaking of nuggets, since you talked about the Denver nuggets, I got those nuggets from Sprouts that you said taste like McDonald's. Here's the thing. I air fried them and they tasted good. But I think if you put them in oil, they would taste like the McDonald's ones.
Okay, so after I told you that, I was making them again, and I was like, I should update Melissa of why I think this is happening. It's because when I would make them, we would have like sausage in the morning, and there would be like leftover oil at the bottom, and I would be like, I'm just going to cook the chicken nuggets like 4 hours later in the same. So there's oil at the mm-hmm. bottom, but it's not touching it. And I was like, I think that has to be something that has to do with it.
Yeah, they're good though. They're good.
They are.
They're I got the good. Nuggets and the tenders.
I love. Are you a tender or a nugget?
I'm more of a nugget. But if I'm like at like a Applebee's type restaurant, but not an Applebee's because I haven't stepped foot in one of those in years. But you know, an American establishment.
Yeah,
I love some tendies.
Me too. I'm way more of a tendies girl because tendies have the. First of all, they're not. I like the texture of the chicken inside the tendy, like usually far more. But also they tend to be far crispier.
And see, with the Sprouts ones, the nuggets are crispier than the meats. It's not the same meat.
It's not.
It's thinner. I like a thicker tender, and mm-hmm. the tenders aren't thick. They're kind of
the tenders
thin.
Are just giant nuggets. They're like giant flatter nuggets, which is mm-hmm. not my favorite. The Applegate Farms ones, those ones.
Mm-hmm. Where when you pull it and the chicken shreds, that's what I want. And a nugget, I'm fine with the compounded meat, but in mm-hmm. the tenders, I need like an actual shred
of meat.
I need
like mozzarella stick. I need it to be like that kind of level mm-hmm. shredding. I fully, wholeheartedly agree. So I'm glad we're on the same page, and I definitely am going to eat some later today.
As will I.
Maybe
I'll put it in a little bit of oil and have it.
Yeah.
And also, there's a lot of like Chinese food options too that are gluten free.
Yep, I get the pot stickers.
I got that and some egg rolls.
Egg rolls. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I think that I like the pot stickers. I like the outside of the egg rolls better. I like the inside of the pot stickers better. I'm wondering if you had the egg rolls yet?
Mm-mm.
There's a flavor in there that we both talked about, a certain cuisine that we would love to like, but we don't because there's like just something there. And I don't know if that's like the same kind of flavory thing that I have, that I get with the egg roll. It's not like, it doesn't avert me from it where I'm like, can't stomach it. But there's like something about that I also need to figure out if maybe if I got a different filling, I would like them a little bit more, but they're very good.
Yeah. Yeah. I pan fried some of the pot stickers last night. Very good. Very, very good.
I'm too lazy. I air fry everything.
I was going to, but they don't taste the same. It's not the wrapper just is not the same if you don't actually pan fry it.
You're going to not cut in corners when the product is not going to be as good. For me, I will cut every corner.
Yeah.
It's not something I like about myself. It's not. I eat, like, you're the one who's constantly being like, heat your fucking food up.
Yes.
You're like, I can tell from your face, like, you're not enjoying this because it's cold. Like, you are right. You're not wrong there.
Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome. You're rarely ever wrong, which is why we have our other
rarely.
Podcast.
Wow.
No, you're never wrong.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black, and this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5, at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS.
I watched Queen Charlotte.
I was just about to ask you.
Over the course of 3 days. Better than Bridgerton.
I will say. Your favorite was the second season. So it is now the new ranking. Is this number
yes, one? Yes. Number one. Number one by far. And I'm not going to say it's because Shonda wrote this one and didn't write the other ones.
Let's just be honest here.
It's so good. It's so freaking good. 10 out of 10. That's all my TikTok is now, is stuff from that. But like, great show. Very good show. They did an excellent job of casting the younger versions of the older characters. I was like, how did y'all find these people that look exactly like them?
Oh, let's see. Oh, Megan, you can't just type in Queen Charlotte into Google.
No, because the actual Queen Charlotte, since she was a real person, does come up. Yep,
my bad, my bad. Oh, and I love a British TV show because I'm like, I don't know any of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Who are these people? I'm excited to get to know them. Is this the younger version of the grandma?
She's not the grandma.
Oh, no, the...
She's the queen.
Oh, in my... my mind literally is going to, like, the grandmas are the queens. And I'm like, no. That's literally not how it works. Everyone is different ages. The royal titles have nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm. And they're not even... Like, the Bridgerton people are not in her family at all.
Oh, okay. So it's not the... It's not the... Isn't there, like, an older woman in... I've never fucking watched the show. Why am I saying this?
Okay, so there's the Bridgerton family, and there is an older woman, the mother of those people. She is in, like, she's Lady Bridgerton, and then has, you know, all her kids are the ones that we're following each different season. And then there's Lady Danbury, who is a black woman, who is like, well, we find out some things in the prequel that shocking, but... The younger versions of them are in Queen Charlotte. So Lady Danbury is like 26 in Queen Charlotte. The mom in Bridgerton's like 16 in Queen Charlotte. And then the queen is 17.
Okay. I was thinking of, I'm going to pull it up so I can. Oh, do they put them all in the same season? They don't break it down like kind of like Ryan Murphy anthology stuff. So they don't break it down like each, like Queen Charlotte has their own page on IMDb.
Yes, because the other Queen Charlotte is technically a prequel. So it's not the same, but the ones that like that they play, they're all in the same show together. So you should be able to still see both of them.
Okay.
So you should see like Queen Charlotte and young Queen Charlotte, Lady Danbury, young Lady Danbury, Bridgerton, Violet, young Violet.
The main girl from season two.
She wouldn't be in that because she's not born yet, but she is also in Little Mermaid, which I saw.
Her street style, she's been popping up on my Explore page on Instagram and like some people doing like talking about like her fashion, and she's got great looks. Really, really good. Sense mm-hmm. style. You saw Little Mermaid?
I did. I had to see it
with the kids.
No, I didn't. I saw it on Thursday before I left. And I had to see it because we're covering it on Black Men Can't Jump, and I didn't need them to ruin it for me.
But no, yeah, that's an experience you needed to have on your own.
Yes.
Did you love it?
I did love it. And I don't want to share more because I really want us to do like a compare contrast of it. But I loved it. Everything that I had issues with as an adult for the animated Little Mermaid, they fixed it in the live action one. So great.
Cool. I'm very down to watch it. And I don't know.
I'm not going to tell Megan because it's going to be packed when I have to go. So even though I went at 2:00 on a Thursday, it was sold out.
Yeah, it's blowing up as it should be. Mm-hmm. I've liked all of the trailers and the previews I've seen, but I think it'll be interesting to do a compare and contrast because I've probably seen the original. There's no way I've seen it more than twice. Like, I've probably, it wouldn't be rare to me that I've only seen it one time.
I've probably seen it about 20 times, but I don't remember a lot of it. But there are some things that I do remember, and I'm like, oh, they fixed this. That makes sense now. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They gave Prince Eric a backstory, and he's not just a himbo. Cool.
You know, Disney does love trade a himbo. Constant himbo. Himbo appreciation. Yeah. Have you heard of this thing? And I want to give a forewarning. I'm not always a very nice person. And I think people should like enjoy what they're going to enjoy. And I would never comment a hate comment on someone who's just like living their life and enjoying what they want to enjoy. But sometimes
I commented a hate comment this week. Now I'll tell you what it is. And it was deserved.
This one would not have been deserved. It was just one of those things that like, the fact that I've gone this many years on this planet and had no idea that this thing existed and this was like a community of people who were like doing this thing, not harming anybody. It was just kind of like, whoa, we live very different lives. It's this thing called muzzing.
What's that? That sounds like you put your vagina next to somebody else's vagina and then just kind of nuzzle it.
It's the foreplay before scissoring.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Muzzing is called what? This not real dictionary says it's an entrancive verb to study intensely or grind. Okay, Urban Dictionary. This is it. Okay. Oh, it's a style of dance developed in the early 21st century from the European dance style tectonic. Movements include pointing of arms in different directions, bending the arms, swinging the arms while it's straight and bent, and the circling of the hands around the head.
Oh, I actually think now when you say that, I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
So this TikTok popped up and the girl was like, my muzzing journey. And I like very rarely have I never heard of something so much that like someone could go on an entire education journey and performance that I'm like, you literally spent years working on this thing, building your craft, presumably like learning from other people that like literally have never heard of this thing existing. And when she gets to her final form, when I tell you, Melissa, I walk into walls accidentally when I'm not moving that fast. The fact that she didn't smack herself in her face. And then I ended up on the side of TikTok of like how to muzz. And we've talked here before that my dream is to be able to twerk, and my body does not want to let me do it. And I want to do it so badly. If I thought there was any one other thing, I didn't think I could look more awkward and worse doing something than twerking. The picturing myself with my long gangly arms doing this, that's a hazard for the people around me.
I typed in, once you described what it is, I typed in muzzing under a bridge. And this one clip came up because it was very popular on Black Twitter like 10 years ago, where people would take these people that are muzzing under a bridge and then put it to like a hip hop song. And it was like fire. Everybody was hyping it up. It was pretty cool. So like this
Why
has been
under a bridge
because that's where they were. That's just where they are in the video.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I know. You're right. You're right. I'm realizing now a lot of the videos I saw, they were under bridges, but I just didn't realize. I didn't put it together. It's just, I'm going to send you the one that I saw. Because like, as I'm watching them do it, I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. Coordination. Like I'm thinking it's just like raving dance. Like I'm thinking
dance,
how it is.
Yeah.
But she gets to this point, Melissa, where it's like so fast. I was like, yeah, that's, yeah, I've seen that. The like, she gets to this point that like, I didn't even know you could get there, nor did I know that that was attainable or the goal. And I'm like, have like neurologists look at this. I'm like, is your brain okay? Like, it's just like, you know, they talk about those things of like those little, like do a brain tease, like, you know, tap your thing, like all this shit. I'm like, you are going to be cognitively fucking eons ahead. Like you're, the fact that you can do all the like do that shit so fast.
There's a girl doing it in a pink Power Ranger outfit, so TikTok knew what they were doing.
Yep.
But yeah, I didn't know it had an, I just thought it was just rave dancing, but I didn't know it had a name. But I knew exactly what it was. It that that definition described it perfectly.
No, totally. And like, I'm seeing people doing these, like how it started. And I'm like, cool. Like, looks like, you know, cheerleader-ish. And then they just get to this point where they're on like 15 times speed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, holy shit. I cannot move that fast.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
I love that. One of my favorite things about TikTok is like discovering something that is something that is so fully formed that I had no idea it fucking existed. And usually, in other instances, when you have those things, you're like, I don't want to know it exists. Like, I don't want to know that this is a thing. This, I loved. I had a similar reaction to when I saw, there was a whole community of people building tiny apartment houses as bird feeder houses. And so they were building homes for their birds. And mm-hmm. I was like,
I've seen that.
Yep. I love this shit. I'm so glad I get to hear about this.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
We've been watching New Girl again.
What number is this? Number 3?
We just like put it on constantly, like in between. I still haven't seen it. I probably have seen it all the way through. Now. Oh, this was gonna tell you. So we went to our nephew's Shabbat at school.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to meet like his bestie at school. Oh my God, they're so obsessed with each other. It was the cutest thing I've literally ever seen. Melissa, I can only describe it as two drunk girls arriving for their friend's bachelorette and they haven't seen each other in years.
But they literally see each other every day.
He walks into the classroom and they both just scream and go, ah! And then they run to each other and hug. And then anytime they meet, like their eyes, they just look at each other and they scream and then they burst out laughing. And I was like, put these little dudes on a fucking one of those drink carts in Nashville. Like, you're on a bachelorette party. It was like they were woo girls. Like, woo! It was so funny. And all of the teachers were like, they're obsessed with each other. Like, this is just how they are. And so then Mods and I hung out with that little kid's grown-ups who came for the family day. So we hung out with them because all of the kids were like, oh, so excited to have my family members here. They couldn't care less about us. So then we hung out with the other family. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, they're just best buddies. So that was fun. And it's definitely where Moth picked up his cough.
Yeah. I was going to say that, but I don't remember. Did I say something? I said it in my head. I was like, yeah. He got this from the little germy children.
Well, there was one kid walking around with a neon green booger just hanging out of his nose. And I was like,
Megan, sometimes you say things that you know that are going to disgust me. And you just go ahead and say them anyway.
Because you have to get my mouth. My brain works really, really fast. But it's doing a lot of things at the same time. And then my mouth is just like, keep going. And then it goes, maybe you should have held that one back. Maybe you should have refrained from that one. But it was a good time. And Mott's like turned to me after. So we were leaving. He goes, that is a lot of work. And I was like, yeah, this is why we don't have kids at this point in our lives. And he was like, yeah, that's like hella hard. Except he didn't say hella because I would have made fun of him.
Not from your area.
No, but you can say hella. There are like some people, like certain, like some people from Atlanta who say hella. But it's just a matter of like, you have to say it in a way that like, I don't clock it. Like it just has to be in your vocabulary. And I don't have to know where you're from. Like, again, there's people from like Atlanta or.
Well, he's lived there.
Some other cities. Yeah. Yes. And it feels fine. But then some people say it and I'm like, what was that?
Speaking of Atlanta, have you heard any news?
I didn't audition for it, Melissa.
Why not?
Because. Kindly? Fuck off. You can't. Also saw this girl post, I think it was a TikTok of this girl like posting like the scene, my like the tape, like the audition and like the final scene. And it was one like a. And she was like, I was
Don't
so
say
nervous.
His name.
Sorry. She was like, I mean, what I'm about to say, it's going to be like, well, obviously who we're talking about.
Yeah, it can be obvious, but yeah, just don't right, say it.
Right. Cut that out.
Yes, I will, but I'm just saying.
No, so she said that she was like, I was like really nervous to do it because like we only got one take and like it's a really long scene. And everyone in the comments like, really? And I'm like, yeah, like that's the whole thing. And she's like, I was just so afraid I was going to mess it up. I was like, a legitimate fear for these productions and live plays. Like that's like,
well, that's where their background is from. That's how they made all their money. You didn't know that? It was all plays first.
Where?
In Atlanta.
Wow.
And then he would go on tour in like areas that had like a big population of people that would enjoy that genre.
Many of his stage
my grandmother loved them. I was like, this is terrible, but she would sit and get copies and they'd be terrible quality, but get copies of it and we have to sit and watch it. And I was like, little mama, you won't let us watch certain things because they're just, you know, of the devil. But this, because he talks about God, this is still devilish. Like,
no, as soon as I'm on their Wikipedia right now, and I just started seeing something, the play included Christian themes. And I go, that's how you got, because I was like, a lucrative play?
Fair, like, that's hard. That's yeah. But they were super popular.
A religious experience.
That's how he got all his money and then moved into films.
Wow.
And he was also like living in his car. Like, he didn't have any money.
I've like recently realized that like I'm not a hustler at all. Like, I think like I would love, I've said this before, like universal basic income, like that would be like lovely. Like, I am not someone who, I want money solely for the thing, the fact that I need it. Like, I'm not money driven, like in that way. I'm also really bad with numbers and stuff. And so like, I see people who are like, oh, doing this, 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 and this. I'm like, if it's not fun, I don't want to do it. And the idea that you can grind out, so like work, do all of this shit is so impressive. And I just don't have that in me.
See, I'm a hustler, but I'm not a grinder. And this is how I differentiate the two. A grinder is somebody that will live without for a long time while they're hustling. So they'll, I have a basic form of lifestyle that I like to change. I like to have, so like I hustle, but I'm not grinding because I prefer certain things in life.
You know, I might be a grinder and not a hustler. Like, no, it's like legitimately, like I just, and it's just because it seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. They're both a lot of work, but when you have the two together.
No, one of them has a financial benefit, the other one doesn't. And like,
I mean, the other one does in the long term.
Long term. That's my issue. But, I'm like,
but you have to, you have to be like a grinder that also hustles in order to have that long term. Cause you can grind and still like be at the same point that like you never expand, you know?
Melissa, I know. I know a little too well. Like,
but you're still maintaining a certain lifestyle though, you know?
No, I am. But when I could so easily give everything up. Like, I was like, I could truly eat pasta for dinner like every like single day. But the idea, like, to me, that is a far easier thing than being like, I'm gonna like figure out all of the different ways to make money. I'm like, I'm going to build a dollhouse and live on pasta. It's not like, yeah. It's okay. I'm going to take some like financial classes.
You can't say that and then have a frame TV though.
That is, you're not wrong. I'm just saying that like, it's the idea of like, I see people who like make content all about like hustling. I definitely have money trauma too, but like people who like make all this like content about like, you know, I will demand what I'm worth, but it's mostly because like I only look at the big picture and I'm like, will this help me propel me forward? And like the amount of people who will just be like, oh, I'm just like doing this for like a quick dollar. I'm like, I couldn't do that. And I'm like, man, do it. You should do it. You know, I'm going to get to that point. It's going to be, I'm going to become the next Logan Paul, everybody. Watch out.
And on that note, we're going to end. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for listening to See You Next Tuesday. And we will see you next Tuesday.